Since the Supreme Court heard oral arguments last month in Whole Woman's Health versus Hellerstedt, a flurry of bills to place restrictions on abortion providers and defund Planned Parenthood have advanced in state legislatures. Florida's governor recently signed into law measures nearly identical to the Texas law at the heart of the case currently before the high court. Indiana has passed a law requiring burial or cremation of fetal tissue from abortions. The Missouri Senate is moving to force a regional Planned Parenthood director to turn over the records of patients who have had abortions at the state's sole remaining abortion clinic. And in Arizona, the legislature is advancing HB 2599, which could defund reproductive health care nonprofits that offer abortions at the same clinics performing Medicaid reimbursable services, like STI testing and cancer screenings. Many of these bills emerged after the anti-abortion group, the Center for Medical Progress, released now widely discredited videos attempting to show Planned Parenthood staffers negotiating pay for fetal tissue. But a new report released this week by the National Abortion Federation shows the fallout from the videos goes beyond the legislative and financial.
And after the videos were released in July, the volume and vitriol of what we were uncovering was really frightening. And staff at NAF could not even keep up with it, no matter how many extra staff I put on to monitor it. And so we retained an outside security firm to monitor these threats 24/7 in mid-November. And in just 6 weeks, they uncovered more than 25,000 posts.
NAF president and CEO Vicky Saporta says the sting videos made 2015 a record-setting year for anti-abortion violence and threats.
The number of reported death threats increased dramatically from one in 2014 to 94 threats of direct harm in 2015. We went from zero to 9 attempted murders and 0 to 3 murders in 2015.
The deadliest incident was the armed attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, which had also been the target of the CMP videos. When police apprehended the alleged shooter, Robert Lewis Deer Jr., he reportedly referenced baby parts in allusion to the videos. Deer made similar statements in his first court appearance.
Kill the babies. That's what Planned Parenthood does.
Any objection to that?
I never know what I saw in that clinic. The atrocities. That's what they want to seal. The babies.
Multiple investigations into Planned Parenthood, launched in the wake of the sting videos, have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing. But state-level defunding of Planned Parenthood services and legal cases brought against the nonprofit reproductive health provider are ongoing. Meanwhile, in California, investigators with the State Department of Justice raided the home of Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden this week and seized files related to his sting videos. DeLeiden and another CMP member now face felony and misdemeanor charges in Harris County, Texas, for allegedly using fake IDs to access a Planned Parenthood clinic in Houston. In a Facebook post, DeLeiden called the raid on his California apartment a move to, quote, harass and intimidate citizen journalists. His lawyer, Jared Woodfill, gave a press conference outside the courthouse just after DeLeiden posted bail.
And you know, it's outrageous that it's David that's having to come and present himself to the court when it's Planned Parenthood who should be on trial today. The reality is David is a modern-day hero. He has exposed the wrongdoing that's been occurring in abortion clinics all across this country.
The charges DeLeiden now faces stem from a grand jury investigation originally focused on Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. Whitney Phillips, spokesperson for Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, which was both featured in some of the videos and oversees the Colorado Springs shooting clinic, says harassment stemming from the videos continues nonetheless.
In around our health centers, we have certainly seen an uptick in violent rhetoric.
Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains has pushed to rapidly reopen the Colorado Springs Health Center, a goal they have mostly achieved. Phillips says the intimidation strengthens the resolve to stand up to threats.
The sort of people that do this kind of work aren't put off by protesters. When you drive into the gates of work and you see those people out there with the signs or their bullhorns and their ladders screaming at you through the trees, it really makes you work that much harder every single day.
With Planned Parenthood coming up on its 100-year anniversary and Roe v. Wade recently passing its 43rd year, pro-choice advocates across the country are joining forces to find ways to turn the tide on what they call steps backward in women's reproductive rights. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the Texas law that has served as a blueprint for other targeted restrictions on abortion providers sometime in June. Hannah Lee Myers, FSRN, Denver.